Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. State Senator Glenn Grunhagen plans to introduce a health care reform bill in the next legislative session aimed at lowering premiums and giving Minnesotans more control over their health care decisions.
My bill, without getting into the weeds too much, would eliminate much of that bureaucracy and put the decision for what health care provider you want to go to the patient.
The Glencoe Republican says he's been working on this bill for nearly 3 years and believes it will be ready for the next session. A Minnesota lawmaker is awaiting sentencing after being convicted of felony burglary. State Senator Nicole Mitchell of Woodbury will learn her fate on September 10th. A Becker County jury found her guilty last week of breaking into her stepmother's home in Detroit Lakes. Mitchell could face up to 20 years behind bars, though her clean record may lead to a lighter sentence. She announced plans to resign from the Senate by August 4th. The Office of Cannabis Management held its second cannabis retailer license lottery this afternoon. OCM Interim Director Eric Tobel.
The OCM staff have done an incredible job of processing now over 3,500 applications for cannabis businesses. At the conclusion of today, when we send out messages to the selected applicants, as well as the applicants who were not selected, the initial step in the office's cannabis application process will be complete.
75 applicants were selected for cannabis retailer licenses using a digital lottery drawing system. And the Minnesota State Fair is less than a month away, and pre-fair discount admission tickets are on sale at Cub Food stores. Discount tickets are available until August 20th. The 2025 State Fair runs August 21st through September 1st, Labor Day. In other headlines, new research from the University of Minnesota shows rural hospital closures led to higher prices at nearby hospitals. School of Public Health Assistant Professor Caitlin Carroll says they wanted to look at how rural closures impacted commercial prices.
Because commercial prices are negotiated between hospitals and insurance companies, hospital closure might give surviving hospitals increased leverage to negotiate higher prices.
The study found that after a rural hospital closed, commercial prices for inpatient treatment increased by an average of about 3.6%. A 38-year-old Ely man is facing multiple charges after leading deputies on a high-speed chase Sunday that ended in a crash near Eveleth. Eric Rust was wanted in connection with a domestic assault and weapons-related incident in Isanti County. This is MNN.